Ministering Brethren, 19:10. Two ministering brethren. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say, when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. James 1, verse 12 to 14. Read the whole chapter. Read the word and understand the meaning. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that ye shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which, though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. James 3, verse 1 to 5. Read this whole chapter, and then, feeling your personal dangers, be wise in your speech. Take the first chapter of the first epistle of Peter. Read, and let every church member obey the word in the letter and in the spirit, commencing this chapter with a full purpose to carry it out. If every man and woman seeking office would solemnly believe these words of Peter, would there not be a decided change in the words and in the spirit as you speak to others? Take the word in your hand, every church member. Read James and 1 Peter and 2 Peter also, and bow your knees before our Lord Jesus Christ, and intercede individually for the converting influence of the Holy Spirit to come to you. The first chapter of 2 Peter, from the first verse of the chapter to the close, is especially for us as a people. Let all those who claim to be ministers of the gospel, for the benefit of their own souls, search deep and make clean work for eternity, for there are dangers at this time that will follow the ministers of the gospel. Dangers often come in from the different sources, especially from unsanctified, unconverted wives. I appeal to every minister of the gospel to labor for your unsanctified, unconverted companions. Zeal in this direction is much needed, and also zeal in this direction in the churches. Chapter 3 speaks forth a message of great importance. Ministers and the wives of our ministers need a message which I bring to you in the name of the Lord. Unless the convicting, converting power of the gospel shall search the hearts of the ministers and their families, there will be an irreligious element in their homes. Read the first epistle general of John. On your knees, read chapter 2, verses 18-19. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Now comes the word to the truly sanctified souls, every soul in the family that is living the Word of God. They will be educated, taught of God. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Verses 20-21. All who are transferred from this world to the highest grade of education above will have learned their lessons not from human, unsanctified teachers who refuse to accept the higher education, which is obedience to all of God's commandments, but from the highest, grandest court, from God's law, pronounced in awful grandeur from Sinai's Mount. Read Exodus 19 and 20.
Now this is the highest education that can be given to man. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. Ye shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you. Every one that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested, and was refreshed. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, 2 tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God. Exodus 31, verse 12 to 18. Can there be education coming from a higher source than the voice of God has given in these verses? Read Revelation chapters 3 and 5. Now I am charged of the Lord God of Israel. We wish to say to all our people, I have a message for you all. Our work is laid out before us in Revelation 14, verse 6. This is our work. Study the Word. The end of all things is at hand. If Satan can confuse minds, he will invent every species of deception. Let all our people avoid the deceptions that will come in messages from men. There will be some who will take up with anything they choose in their deceptive theories to give to the people. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven, and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Revelation 14, verse 6 to 13.